Welcome to the Pathways to Surrender podcast. I'm Michael Warmoth, and thank you for joining us for this guided meditation. Please note that these meditations are recorded in a tropical setting with the windows and doors open, so you will hear birds and other sounds. Try not to let them distract you from the words. Let's take a moment now to just get settled in, get comfortable and relaxed. Maybe close our eyes and take some breaths and just listen to the music before the meditation starts. Let us dedicate ourselves in this moment to engaging in the process, changing our state. Moving out of being in control, of being filled with thoughts and distractions, bring our focus totally to our experience of the moment, our experience of now. What is the experience being ourselves right here, right now? Experience based on perception, not thoughts, but perceiving energy. Our five senses are energetic receivers. We have bigger perception. Perception of ourselves. For most of us, this perception is not usually conscious. In fact, we have created the ego and the identity block out that perception. For most of us, the energy of our aliveness is uncomfortable. Because it is associated the past. It's associated with some kind of pain, betrayal, or abandonment, whatever our particular circumstances and situations were. Conditioning of the modern cultures is not welcoming of our spontaneous flowing energy. And so we have some work to do to become allowing and accepting of that expression of that energy, which is the true expression of our authentic selves. So it takes some practice to turn our attention away from the thoughts and distractions of the dissociated mind, and find that within us, which is alive, which is energy, which is just experience of the moment. It takes practice and determination and focus. We're doing something that we have spent a lifetime avoiding, have created an ego and identity to replace the authentic self. And there is great discomfort and fear about going back there. But in fact, what we are missing out on is peace. The knowing of our true selves, which is the knowing of the perfection this moment, the perfection of creation. Perfection of ourselves, that knowing that there is an intelligence at work that we can trust, the ego demands that we have some control. We get to stay in charge. We get to be the definer of what is good and bad and what is right and wrong. That we cannot just surrender our will. That is the instructions we have given the ego. That is what we have created it for. Now we have to decide, is that really what we want? Are we willing forsake peace, joy, and love for the safety, for the illusion of safety and security? Especially as we now know that that illusion also comes struggle and suffering, a lack of joy and peace. And so we can see that there is a choice to be made. We feel resistance and fear, the idea of giving up, surrendering. And yet, we long for peace, we long to feel that we are okay. There's nothing wrong with us. All that can be found within us. Returning to a state of surrender, seems like a risk, but in fact, it is a return to our natural, authentic self, a self that is completely at peace with what is. Self that is completely at home in the knowledge of its divine self, its divine source. And so what you experience in the moment is resistance, distraction, Ask yourself, why are you willing to forsake this opportunity to experience peace? Why does control and suffering and struggle seem like a better option? What is your belief about what will happen if you surrender? What are you going to lose? What is wrong with surrender? We may say, I don't know how to do it. I can't seem to do it. We must acknowledge and affirm that it is our own choice. It is not some kind of circumstance that we are a victim of. It is a choice we are making, perhaps not a conscious one, but until we accept and acknowledge it, it won't be conscious. Till yet we can say, yes, I accept that at some level I am choosing to resist surrendering. That is a form of surrender. It is the beginning of surrender. Our journey is one of becoming present to the reality of this moment, however it looks, accepting it and allowing. We are willing to become as present as possible to whatever is alive in this moment within us. Begin to change our state. And so, let us remember that what we really want is the peace of being with our authentic selves fully. We cannot create peace with our thoughts. We experience peace with an open and clear mind, with a consciousness that is open and willing and available. And so, in this moment, can choose to say yes, to surrender, to letting go, to being available and open, to softening, relaxing, opening. Thank you for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you would like more information on these meditations and teachings, you can visit pathwaystosurrender.com. You might be interested in our other podcast, Pathways to Wholeness. These are episodes of meditative teachings designed to help us move to the next step in our journey, letting go and learning to surrender, overcoming resistance. That's Pathways to Wholeness. Look for the next episode soon. We'll be uploading them every couple of days. See you next time.